Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, I asked the question if any of you were stuck, and a few of you nodded your head yes. And we were talking about being stuck as being stuck in regret. And we looked at the life of the prophet Samuel, who was stuck in regret over his work with King Saul, and God sent him on another mission. And how when we are stuck, God does not let us off the hook. We still have to do his work. Well, this week, we're going to talk about being stuck again, but not stuck in regret, stuck because the way ahead of us is completely blocked, and we don't know what to do. The fight is too great. We're in a terrible place, and the people of Israel were in a terrible place. They were stuck. Now, to tell you the story, most of you know the story of David and Goliath, but there's a backstory to it. And the backstory is this. The Philistines were assembled on one side of the hill and the Israelites on the other. And this giant of a man called Goliath came down and threw out a challenge. And he threw out a challenge because he knew that none of the Israelites could take him on. If we don't think that the writer is exaggerating, if you look at, he talks about cubits, and they think the man was 10 feet tall. His armor weighed 150 pounds. So this was a safe bet for the Philistines, and the bet was this: get one person to fight me, and if you win, all of my people will be your servants. And if you lose, that person will be killed and all of our people will be your servants. That sounds like a nice plan, doesn't it? And so they were stuck. Now, the people of Israel had great warriors. They had people who knew how to fight. They had been fighting all their lives. And they weren't cowardly. But they knew what the stakes were. If they went to fight, if one person fought and volunteered, and if he lost, it not only meant his life, but the lives of his entire nation. So, of course, they were having a problem figuring this out. They were completely stuck. And they were stuck, the Bible says, for 40 days. Every day, Goliath would come down and taunt them and say, "Come on, take me on." And every day they talk among themselves. The king kept upping the reward. You know, anybody brave enough that thought they could take him, I'll give you not only food and clothing and gold, but also you can marry into the family. Oh, that was a nice prize of war. He got no takers because these men weren't stupid. They could see that a guy 10 feet tall, even if I'm 6 feet, that's an unfair advantage. So for 40 days, they were stuck. And they were stuck because they were looking at it from a logical point of view. They were looking at it from a human point of view. We're outmanned and we're outgunned. And so we cannot fight on his terms. But then there was a young man named David. And David was not looking from a logical point of view. David knew that he could not take on this giant, and yet he comes up to Saul and he says, "I'll take him for you." But you remember in our last lesson, the Bible said that the Spirit of God was on David. And so this Spirit was on David, and he came to Saul and he said, "I'll take him on." And Saul said, "That's impossible." So Saul tried to outfit David to at least give him a fighting chance and put the armor on. And David's wobbling in this armor. He can't even stand on all this armor that he had on. He threw it all off. And he said, "Saul, I'm not used to this. I can't fight like this." And so he took some stones. But he says to the giant, who is insulted, "You know, you don't bring your best warrior, bring this kid to the battle." I guess he figured he was dragon fodder, you know, I'll kill him off and maybe somebody else will come. But David said, "You're fighting with spear and sword, but I'm fighting in the name of God." And we know the rest of the story, that David killed the giant. Now, sometimes when we see evil in this world, like that horrific act in South Carolina, we start to despair. We start to say, evil will always win over good. But that is not the case. And we see it through the centuries that God always brings a witness, and God always brings a champion, and God always brings peace. And sometimes those evil systems have their day, but they do topple in time. But we have to understand something. When we negotiate life, we're not to negotiate life by arming ourselves to the teeth, because that's the only way to fight. We arm ourselves with the power of God and the Holy Spirit. We arm ourselves with peace. We arm ourselves with joy. We arm ourselves with iron will, because we know the God of the universe who loves us and cares for us. So when you train up your children, these beautiful boys that you have, you can teach them to defend themselves. That's fine. You can teach them and educate them in all sorts of things. But what I hope that you will instill in these young men is that it's not all the things they gather that's important. It's what's inside of them. David knew that inside of him was the power of God and the Holy Spirit. And he knew that no matter what he looked like on the outside, he looked like a young kid that couldn't figure out what he needed to do. He was an artist. He was a musician. He was not a warrior. And yet God used him. And so train these children to come to love God and to understand that the power is within, not without. So, dear friends in Christ, there are some times that we look at the future and all we see is darkness. And we try to find ways to cope in that darkness. But the only way through it is to hold on to the light of God. Hold on to the power of God and know that greater is he that is within us than that one that is in the world. Can you hold on to that this day? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that evil does not have the last word. And we ask that you would help us to go in that power, especially when the road ahead looks completely dark and we do not know which way to turn. Help us to step out in faith that your power and your peace is upon us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.